Greetings today, pilgrims, walking through the Book of Esther, participating in the dynamic duo daily series of Esther and Daniel. We are up to episode 3 on this Saturday, Holy Saturday. We are broadcasting from the remote studios in Lexington, Kentucky. And then we'll head back to Arthur this afternoon and be there tonight. Today here in Lexington, we've got a drizzly, rainy, gray sky, but it's just another day for God to baptize God's creation and provide a cleansing, a resurrection of God's creatures. Amen. Well, we are here with our candle, the double wick love candle that Lexington always provides. We are here with the kava tea. And we are here with the monks. The Lexington monks have been brought in, and they have a peaceful Gregorian chant of illumination. There it is. But let's get to episode 3. Remember episode 2 yesterday? Queen Vashti was deposed, and the king, Xerxes, or as you may know him, Ahasuerus, depending on your translation, is advised to issue a decree so women don't get the wrong idea about who's in charge. And the king issues that decree, and it orders that Queen Vashti is forever banished from the king's presence, that the king will choose another queen more worthy than she, and that husbands everywhere will receive proper respect from their wives because of that decree. Every man should be the ruler of his home. Amen. Okay, so let's move on and find out what happens. Episode 3, we're going to go from chapter 2 of Esther, verses 1 through verses 14. It won't quite finish the story of Esther becoming queen, but it gets us a good way there. Chapter 2, verses 1 through 14. Esther becomes queen, part 1. But after Xerxes' anger had cooled, he began thinking about Vashti and what she had done and the decree he had made. So his attendants suggested, "Let us search the empire to find beautiful young virgins for the king. Let the king appoint agents in each province to bring these beautiful young women into the royal harem at Susa." Haggai, the eunuch in charge, will see that they are all given beauty treatments. After that, the young woman who pleases you most will be made queen instead of Vashti. This advice was very appealing to the king, so he put the plan into effect immediately. Now, at the fortress of Susa, there was a certain Jew named Mordecai, son of Jair. He was from the tribe of Benjamin and was a descendant of Kish and Shimei. His family had been exiled from Jerusalem to Babylon by King Nebuchadnezzar, along with King Jehoiachin of Judah and many others. This man had a beautiful and lovely young cousin, Hadassah, who was also called Esther. When her father and mother had died, Mordecai adopted her into his family and raised her as his own daughter. As a result of the king's decree, Esther, along with many other young women, was brought to the king's harem at the fortress of Susa and placed in Haggai's care. Haggai was very impressed with Esther and treated her kindly. He quickly ordered a special menu for her and provided her with beauty treatments. He also assigned her 7 maids, specially chosen from the king's palace. And he moved her and her maids into the best place in the harem. Esther had not told anyone of her nationality and family background, for Mordecai had told her not to. Every day, Mordecai would take a walk near the courtyard of the harem to ask about Esther and to find out what was happening to her. Before each young woman was taken to the king's bed, she was given the prescribed 12 months of beauty treatments, 6 months with the oil of myrrh, followed by 6 months with special perfumes and ointments. When the time came for her to go into the king, she was given her choice of whatever clothing or jewelry she wanted to enhance her beauty. That evening, she was taken to the king's private rooms, and the next morning, she was brought to the second harem, where the king's wives lived. There, she would be under the care of Shashgaz, another of the king's eunuchs. She would live there for the rest of her life, never going to the king again, unless he had especially enjoyed her and requested her by name. And thus concludes episode 3 of Esther, part 1 of Esther Becomes Queen. And we'll pick it right back up tomorrow on your Sabbath day. Don't forget, there will be live worship at Vine Street Christian Church, and there will be a live video of the service on Facebook Live. Just go to the Vine Street Christian Church Facebook page at 10 a.m. Central. But until then, may God be preparing you for what he's to deliver tomorrow, tenderizing your heart, opening your mind, and giving you that feeling of high spirits as you await God's day, the Lord's day, your Sabbath day. May Jesus bless you. Until then, amen.